Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. The prophet Jeremiah came on the scene when the nation of Israel was on a downward slope to the Babylonian exile. The nation had become so corrupt that God had decided to discipline His people by sending them into Babylon for 70 years. God gave Jeremiah the responsibility of showing just how corrupt the Israelites had become and what God was going to do with them. God told the prophet, "I have set you for a tower and a fortress among my people, that you may know and try their way." Jeremiah 6:27. The New Revised Standard Version renders the Hebrew of that verse as follows, "I have made you a tester and a refiner among my people so that you may know and test their ways." The Bible uses the metaphor of testing metals to teach that God tries His people for their faithfulness. That is true of the prophet Jeremiah, and it is also true of the New Testament. Paul uses the same metaphor in his first letter to the Corinthians. In that context, Paul is speaking of teachers or preachers, not individual Christians. Please listen. "For we are laborers together with God. You are God's husbandry. You are God's building. According to the grace of God that is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another builds thereon. But let every man take heed how he builds thereupon. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Christ Jesus. Now if any man build upon this foundation gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is." 1 Corinthians 3:9-13. The word "try" is one of the key words in the verses I have read to you from 1 Corinthians 3. The word is a translation of the Greek dokimazo. The Greek word means to prove with a view of either approving or disapproving. A few verses from the New Testament should help in understanding the concept. "Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Romans 12:2. "But let a man examine or prove himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of that cup." 1 Corinthians 11:28. "Prove all things, hold fast that which is good." 1 Thessalonians 5:21. The Apostle Peter used the word in this verse, "that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it be tried by fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ." 1 Peter 1:7. Dr. A.T. Robertson's excellent set of books, Word Pictures in the New Testament, says the word in Bible times was used of the testing of metals. "Faith stands the test of fire better than gold, but even gold is refined by fire." Volume 6, page 84. F.B. Meyer's classic commentary on 1 Peter has the title, "Tried by Fire." God assigned Jeremiah the task of testing the people of Israel. The book of Jeremiah revealed the rebellion and disobedience that prevailed among God's people. Earlier in the book of Jeremiah, God had said to the Israelites, "My people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewed to themselves cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water." Jeremiah 2:12. God commanded the prophet Jeremiah, "Go and proclaim these words toward the north and say, Return, backsliding Israel, says the Lord, and I will not cause my anger to fall upon you." Thank you for listening today, and may God bless you.